62 degrees. 7 minutes after 10 o'clock, and it's time now for Kaleidoscope. And today, as promised, we get to talk with Brandon Henning, superintendent at Mountain Lake Public Schools. Next time we talk to you, you'll be in school.
Yes, yes, we will be, and that'll be a great thing.
We're kind of wrapping things up for the summer.
We are. A lot of projects, a lot of things. Got to get the school ready for the school year. A lot of work goes into it. It'd be interesting for someone just to kind of do a time-lapse video of just watching it all happen. But, yeah, they basically, you know, they go into every classroom, take everything out, clean it all, you know, wax it, everything, wipe everything down, put it all back together just how the teacher wanted it. So It's kind of nice if you're a teacher, too. You come back, it's like, oh, it's nice. I went on like a 3-month vacation and someone cleaned my room for me. Thank you.
I wish that happened at home.
Yeah, I know.
You?
That's what I'm thinking. Yeah.
So is everything put back? Everything ready?
We're getting close. A couple of spaces left to finish up. Like, we're doing our big gyms now because it's about the first time. They've been busy all summer with having that community theater and just all the activities. So gyms are getting done now. They're kind of working on a roof still, so we expected that. They're finishing up, but they're in the high school side now. So they're the elementary side first. They're in the high school, a couple spaces left, but they're anticipated to be down here in the next couple weeks as well.
Well, that sounds like timing-wise is about perfect.
You try to do it that way.
Okay, so when is first day of school then?
First day of school is before Labor Day. So us, just like many districts, you know, with Labor Day being later, we decided to start on Tuesday, September 1st. So kind of just did a quick little poll of students and staff, and they're like, we don't want to go into June if we don't have to. Well, this is the way to get it done. If you don't want to go into June, you got to start before Labor Day. And it'll probably be the same thing next year because Labor Day is late again next year. And then it'll go back to quote-unquote normal. Back to normal.
It's funny how that works. Now, does that affect practice schedules for sports and things?
You would think it would, but they actually kept everything the same, especially over MEA. So MEA remained the same. So it's a kind of a weird sports schedule, but things are kind of remaining the same. So it is funky. I would say, though, that like for practices, they start next Monday for all the sports. And so sometimes you'll get like sports start maybe a week earlier here or there, depending on how it goes. But they're all going to start the same day next Monday.
Okay, so it's going to just hit with a vengeance, isn't it?
So that's why it's like, this is the week to get the gym done, because next week we're going to need it for volleyball.
Right, yeah, exactly.
Got to have it available.
So have you seen student athletes? Have they kind of been doing their own thing a little bit here for the summer?
Yeah, so we have been. It's actually been awesome to see. We've had all of our cross-country volleyball, football players. I've seen them all out and about doing captain's practices or in the gym. Just working on stuff, so that's good to get them ready to go for the season, and there's a lot of excitement there. And we have, you know, two new coaches this year for our football program and our volleyball program, so those kids are excited to come in and show the coach, kind of the new coaches, what they can do, and hopefully have a successful season.
Well, and that always kind of brings a new level of excitement when there's some new.
It is, because there's, you know, different, you know, every coach is different, so they come in with different expectations, and you're just trying to make sure as a kid, I'm sure, prove yourself and like show, hey, I can do, here's what I can do out on the field or court or wherever it may be, and I'm just excited about it.
Definitely. Now, along with the students, the teachers are about ready too then.
They are. Yeah, they're getting ready to come back. Like, one thing that I always say this, but it still remains true, is that it's impressive to see how many teachers come in, you know. Yeah, they're not technically quote unquote due until the August 24th, but man, they sure come in early and they're getting their stuff ready, and a lot of rooms are already set up as if like we could start tomorrow, which I'm sure some parents would be happy about. They're like, great. You tell me when to drop them off.
And we were talking about that before. I'm sure some of the students would feel that way
too. Oh, absolutely. Yeah. You know, because you're in the community, you run into kids, and it's always exciting to see them, because a lot of times, like, you exist outside of school. This is so weird. You're a real person. Yes, we are. All of us are. But it's nice to see the excitement there, and it's good. I've talked to some students, and they're excited about coming back, and we're excited to have them.
Definitely. Now, you said school starts on the 1st. Teachers come in early, though.
Yep, teachers come in that week before, so that's the August 24th, and we're trying to even ease the teachers into it this year. So we're trying to, with this crazy schedule of this Labor Day, so normally our workshop week goes, you know, Monday through Friday, right? Well, because of Labor Day weekend, we're like, hey, wouldn't it be nice to give them a little extra time off? So they have off that Friday, and so they have Friday, obviously Saturday, Sunday, And then that Monday before school starts, that's a work day instead. So it's, and then we get out that Friday, obviously, for Labor Day weekend. So it's like for a staff member, you know, you have to work, it's 4 days and then 4 days and then 4 days.
So that's easing into things.
A fiver. We're not starting out with a fiver. It's like almost a month into it before you get your first 5 day week as a staff person coming in. So that's nice. And obviously for the students, I mean, theirs is the same. You know, it's the same. Sure. They don't have to worry about having a 5 day week either for about almost a month. So
I'm sure easing in, man, they love that.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, it's just nice. It just makes it feel special.
All right, so let's see, orientations, open houses,
That's that time too. So, you know, seventh grade orientation and new student orientation is going to be on August 26th, and that's at 5:30, and that's pretty standard for us. That's a Wednesday. And then the elementary open house is during that same time frame on that Wednesday from 4 to 7. And I will say it's shocking how many, like, you know, it's elementary open house, you're like, how many people are going to show? It is not uncommon to have class teachers have, I saw every single family, every student came, every single one. That's pretty common actually in Mountain Lake. So just remarkable to hear that. It's when you go down the hallway and close to seven, I'm like, hey, did you get everybody in tonight? Yeah, everybody except for this one. But they already told me they weren't coming because they got a family vacation there or something. Like either everybody comes or there's a reason why. We already know the reason why. So it's just, it's amazing to have that nice touch point. And I think the kids are super excited because they come with all their school supplies and they're putting away, get to see where their desk is, who their desk is by, where their locker is, all those little fun, exciting things.
Well, and it is, you know, every year, It's the same building, but it's different.
Oh, yeah.
You know, a different room, different locker, different and everything.
Yes, yeah. So if no matter what side of the building you're on, I mean, if you're an elementary student, I mean, when you get past kindergarten, you're around the corner, as we call it. So it's like, ooh, you're around the corner. Very fancy. And then when you get to third grade, you're around the corner again. Yeah. Ooh, you know, and so all that fun stuff. And then the high school side, you know, your lockers go from being, you know, kind of like in the second floor to the first floor to this floor to that floor. And then it's just fun to see like how, like they're never really nearby unless you're in seventh or eighth grade. Those lockers are pretty close, but other grades are just so like far away from what you're typically used to. So all your morning, like, oh, I usually do this or I do that. Well, now it's all going to be changed. Your routine's going to be different.
Yep, start it all over again.
Yep.
All right. So what do numbers look like for students? Is it too early to tell?
Officially, yes. Yes, it is. But I'm surprised. I was surprised that we've had so many students coming in that I just didn't expect. You kind of always are forecasting enrollment because that's a huge driver of what you're trying to do with your school and trying to plan for. But I anticipate this year to be probably like a steady, like about the same. And I think we're going to be up. I don't want to really put a number out there, but maybe like 10 or more than I thought. Like it's going to be a lot up. Like we've just had, I feel like every day it's somebody else new comes in enrolling to the school from somewhere. So it's just really nice that.
And when those numbers go up, funding goes up.
Correct.
Too.
Yep. That's how it works. Yep. Funding goes up. And so we're just making, luckily for us, like we don't have anything critical where it's like, because that's the worry too, is when you get too many kids and you're worried about, do I have it adequately staffed? Like, are we, you know, because last thing you want is to have a wood shop with 23 kids in it, you know?
It's
like,
right.
So you're always like, okay, people are coming, awesome. What grade are they in? And, you know, let's take a look at their schedule to make sure, you know.
What are they?
Yeah, because we don't, you know, like I said, we don't want, safety is important too. And you do care about the classroom experience. It's just studies have shown when you get above like 22-ish, it can, you know, kids can get, I don't want to say lost, but it's harder for a teacher to focus on that when you have 22 versus what we're usually used to is like the 15, 16 range. We just feel like it just makes it easier for our teachers and staff to really know each individual kid and work with them on their individual needs.
Very good. Yeah, and Mount Lake has never been a school that really is about, I mean, you have to be, but about the bottom line or revenue and things like that. It's more about the kids.
Yeah, definitely. The kids and their experiences. And we're trying to offer that the best we can to make sure that, we're a small school. We understand that. But also you can learn things here that maybe you can't learn other places. Or we just give you opportunities that, you know, you wouldn't expect in a small school that, you know, you, like I said, we want to prepare you for whatever you're looking to do after you graduate. So if it's going to whatever career you're going into after you graduate into college, we're hoping to get you ready for that. Or if it's just in the workforce, we're hoping to work with you on some skills. That way, when you go in, you kind of have learned, you know, how to basically act or how to show up to a job, what the important things are, how to maintain a job, how to carry yourself at and really in the community. So it's all very important things.
It's all happening awful fast.
It is. But I'm excited, and like I said, next month I'll have those numbers. So I'm curious to see where we end up.
Yeah,
we'll see.
Very good, Brandon. Anything else we need to mention today?
Well, I never really mentioned about sports, but we do have our fall sports meeting tonight at 6 o'clock, and it's not going to be in the auditorium like it usually is. It's going to be in the flex space, just because the auditorium area, that's part getting cleaned, and so just a little different location, but same kind of meeting. Get to meet, you know, all the players will get to meet their coaches if they haven't already. Most of them already have, but chance to just meet. Parents can meet coaches if they haven't yet. And just kind of get on the same page for the season. And I did hear a rumor that I'm not going to be up for it, but the football team is really excited about the season. They're going to do a midnight practice to start the season.
So
Sunday night, you know, at midnight.
Okay, that's at the when football you can field, legal.
I'll be sleeping. So I already told the team. I said, don't be coming to my door. I'll be sleeping. So good luck, guys. Have a good practice. So just some type of excitement.
Yeah, that says something about
it. Does the, and the just excitement. Well, it's just something different, you know, and something exciting. And they can always be like, I remember we used to have midnight practice. That's just it's just not that common, right?
Yeah, that's
and
right.
So and then I think, you know, there's something to be said of make that argument like we're working before anybody else,
right? Yep.
We're hitting
putting
it harder. Yeah, we're putting the time before anybody else, you know, kind
Very
of thing.
There's
a little bit of bragging rights in that aspect. But like I said, it'll be exciting to see how the teams do this year.
Definitely. All right. Brandon Henning, thank you for coming in today.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
That will do it for Kaleidoscope this morning on KDOM.